not happy. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I've got egg on my face. Beckham played last night here in D.C.
You know, stepping out there and seeing the reaction of the people that are obviously not even from Los Angeles and that support the Galaxy. So, you know, it's a great reaction for me. It's very honouring, but it's also great for me to be on the pitch. You know, I'm happy to actually get out there and kick a soccer ball around.
What a queer voice, though. The Don and Mike Show. You know, I give him credit for showing up and everything.
What you think he likes better? Being on the pitch or being on the bitch?
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Rather, you know, we like saying balls on chin. Have a good one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, you are a Star Wars fan. By the way, hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You are a Star Wars fan and you are a music fan, are you not?
I am not really a Star Wars fan, no.
Did you ever know Lando Calrissian, the smooth, silky smooth?
Bye!
Oh, nerd what? Alert, nerd alert.
Well, I should alert everyone that we are getting close to date night.
Yes.
We are getting very close to date night.
Lack thereof.
Stand by for Travis news.
always say that.
Every day.
But Feist, real quickly, I read online today. LARagMag.com says that Derek Jeter gave Jessica Alba herpes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
And
oh, the lovely Jessica Alba. We all agreed on Jessica Alba.
And the story that you got that. Yeah.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
He's all proud of himself.
Uh-huh. He's also sacked. Mariah Carey and Jessica Biel.
Wow. Oh, Jessica Biel, too?
So the story now is, first, does A-Rod have herpes? Second,
A-Rod or Jeter?
I'm sorry, Jeter.
Jeter.
You know, I get all my Yankee heroes messed up.
Well,
I'm sorry, Mike.
Jeter and A-Rod are very close. They look like. They look very similar. They really do. They are both similar. Now, Rob, you're laughing at that. I didn't mean it like that.
No, you, what makes a Nazi?
Oh, no.
How does he get that way?
I didn't mean it like that.
That's not why I was laughing.
Why?
I was laughing because I thought you were going to say Peter's got it.
Oh, A-Rod's got it. Oh, sure. A-Rod's got it, and Robinson Cano's got it also.
Anyway, there's some talk going on now, even on Yankee message boards, about if Jeter got it or if he got it from the latest I saw is that he got it from Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And then I was on Rosie O'Donnell's website today.
That means Tommy Mottola has it.
I'm Tommy Mottola. Rosie O'Donnell's blog is really great. I mean, I'm not kidding. Today she wrote on her blog that she has decided what's wrong with Paula Abdul.
Ah.
May I quote?
Sure. Please. Go ahead.
Rosie O'Donnell says, I've looked at her a lot. I don't think she has a problem with substance abuse. It's very simple. She suffers from Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
Jesus.
Where does this stuff come from?
From her blog.
Oh, wow. My God.
From her big, hairy blog.
Wow.
So, Jesus.
Somewhere Paula's crying.
Thank you. Let me see. Paula Abdul now says, this is ridiculous. I do not have Parkinson's.
So Rosie said that Paula had Parkinson's?
Yes. I have considered her a friend. I've been to her home. We've had dinner. And Rosie should mind her own business.
Ooh. Well, she's been to the home. That kind of maybe indicates to me that maybe Paula's got a secret she's not sharing.
And then Rosie O'Donnell.
And isn't that what Michael J. Fox has, that same kind of thing?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Shakes the Clown. I always forget. Bob Goldthwait.
Hence the name.
It's Catherine Hepburn.
Robin Quivers.
Robin Quivers.
And Rosie on her blog now this afternoon.
And,
says,
of course, Shakespeare.
Says she's she's not feuding with Paula Abdul. She just has her own thoughts.
And all of the Wiggles.
They've all had it.
All right.
They've all had it.
And Jerry Lee. Whole lot of shaking going on.
He had it, too. Yeah.
I said, absolutely. Shake it.
So do you think this is going to maybe get a little investigative reporting going on as to whether this happens?
I don't know. Just more crab on Rosie's blog.
Yeah.
And then the thing that was on the Today Show today, we got the tape. I could just summarize the story for you. In a school district, God, I don't remember where. Well, it's really pointless.
Wisconsin.
Okay, let's say it's Wisconsin. But it's a true story about America. In this school district, it's expensive to send your kid to school. So the deal is you get a cut in pay on what it costs to send your kid to a nice school if you sign up to join the local church. Well, a lot of parents did this.
So you get a discount if you join the church?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the church has now said they're taking attendance.
All right.
And that if you don't go to church on Sunday, they're going to call the school and you're not going to get your discount. And if you miss Sunday, if you're on vacation,
right,
you have to bring the program from the church you attended while you were on vacation.
Oh!
God would want it that way.
Do I have that right?
And otherwise, you don't get the break in the tuition for the school.
Right.
Well,
it's in Leviticus.
Sucks.
It's what?
It's in the Bible. It's in Leviticus.
That sucks.
And that's, yes, thank you, Robbie. That's a Catholic school.
Man, oh, man. Well, you got to love the Catholics.
And then there's the Travis Bickle thing.
Travis Butler Edelin.
Travis Bickle. He's the boy we talked about yesterday who's the voice of our Michael Hughes tapes.
Yes, former co-host on the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
His proudest moment.
He's one of Rob's bud buddies, and we're all very fond of him.
Yes.
And he used to do a lot of behind-the-scenes work on our show.
And he, well, is most famous, as we mentioned yesterday, for shutting down the entire network, computer network at the radio station from the porn surfing that he was doing.
Very seriously, that's true. So, there's an article about him in the Frederick, Maryland newspaper. Couple finds less is more. Travis and Marissa Edelin drove 10 minutes to Gold's Gym, determined to cancel their membership. We'd been there a couple of times in the first month we got the membership, says Travis. That was it. His wife says, I refuse to keep wasting the money. I had a feeling someone might try to change our minds. When we went there that morning, I was adamant. They both weighed 300 pounds. At least they looked like it, says the guy that was working at the front desk at Gold's. What's his name? Maddox. Somebody Maddox. I was like, have you two ever been here before? Because if you haven't, I haven't seen you.
Right.
He goes on, in essence, to say to Travis and to his wife, you can't quit the gym because you're fat and I've never seen you here.
And you're going to die. Right? Didn't he say something like that?
Yeah, the quote is, you're out of breath and sweaty from walking 5 feet from the parking lot. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay a price for the way you've been eating
right.
and your lack of exercise. You are going to die.
You are going to die.
I don't care if you join my club or somewhere else. You need to change your life. Travis became so enraged, he threw the cancellation form across the desk.
Angry Travis. Very angry Travis. Very mad. Very mad at the trainer saying this to him.
The plan that Maddox devised was not complicated. Weightlifting 3 times a week. Cardiovascular exercise 30 minutes 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Results were quick.
Yeah.
Travis said he could do 2 push-ups at the outset.
Right.
Maddox, the trainer, says 0. Today, Travis does 12. More if I push it.
6 times as
That's many. A good thing.
Yeah.
At 6 feet tall, he's gone from 320 to 270 and has a friend and a workout partner with Maddox, who teases now and calls him Angry Travis.
Angry Travis. That's what I want to hear about.
It's not all been roses, of course.
No.
Travis and his wife don't dine at their favorite fondue restaurant. I stay away from the center aisles at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. It's a good move.
She said. That's where the snacks, sodas, and chips are.
Right.
Travis said he once had to buy everything at Big and Tall men's shops. Now he can walk into any store.
Cool.
So it's a happy story about
that
Travis.
That is a wonderful sure happy is. Story. A round of applause for Travis. Yay.
And let's call him up now.
Let's see what's happening in the world of Travis. And I want to hear about Angry Travis. That's what I'm curious about.
Hello?
Oh, it's all the way up there. They're living out in the country. curry. Not Westman, making butter. We're making butter right now.
So he made the news because he went into this Gold's Gym to quit.
To cancel.
And the trainer said you shouldn't quit.
Hello.
Hello, Travis.
Hi, Travis.
Hi.
You're famous, Travis.
I'm immensely famous.
How did you end up in the this story about you and your wife end up in the newspaper?
Basically, the story is that the trainer that we have is so high on us right now because we've done so well that he made us our, like, the members of the month or whatever at the gym, made this big, huge display with before and after pictures and all that jazz. And I guess the guy that wrote the story was a member of the gym and saw it, like, Sunday or Monday, and was like, I'm going to do this for this feature that we do. And then we got a call, and we were like, okay, all right, whatever.
How did you feel about them doing the article? I mean, obviously, if you were cool with them making you members of the month, you were fine with the article, right?
Yeah, I didn't have any problem with the article. I felt a little embarrassed about it.
How pissed were you when you were angry, Travis, when the guy said, I've not seen you here, and to quote the article, when he said, you're going to die?
Well, I mean, you know, you all saw me. I was, like, you know, inches away from death, so he was just telling the truth.
Inches away, really? So tell us about the push-up.
56
thing.
Inches away.
I'd say you were feet away, not inches away.
Yeah. Travis, I mean, I knew you were a fat guy, like a lot of us were fat guys. Did you get bigger after you left the radio station?
I wouldn't say I got necessarily bigger. Actually,
Travis?
Right after, no. When I left...
I want to get him angry.
I'm sorry, what, Travis?
Right after I left was when right before I left is when I started this. So I actually haven't really gotten any bigger since I left. But since you all left the station... I may have gotten a little bit bigger. I only saw you a couple times from when you went to Rockville. So,
what was your top weight, Travis?
My top weight was what was listed in the article. I think it was like 320, maybe like 324.
Wow. So that's that's big because you're not that tall, right?
So how did Travis
7, Mike?
How did the attitude turn around to the guy?
Travis is mad at me. Sorry.
Angry Travis. In the article, the guy comes off like a jerk. This guy Maddox. Because he says to you at the beginning, you know, you weigh 300 pounds. You ever been here before? If you have, I haven't seen you. How did you go from being angry to working it out with him?
It was just talking to my wife, and we just decided, like, you know, it was time to stop, like, you know, saying, oh, we're going to eventually, like, work out and do whatever. We just decided, all right. Let's actually, like, take this guy up on his offer, because he did offer us some, you know, some training or whatever at the start, and said, if I can get you a couple of training sessions and I can give you some sort of results at the beginning, will you stick with it? And we were like, well, if you're going to do that, then I guess, you know, we'll give it a shot. So
when you know we read in the article that you threw the form at the guy and you're angry, but did anything transpire at the gym where you kind of were softening a little bit, or did you go home and talk about it and then go back and talk to the guy?
It was more or less that we had whatever happened at the gym. We went home. Actually, we were going to, like, my sister's house or something that day. We talked about it, and then later on that day, we decided to call the guy and say, look, you know, maybe we should not cancel right away.
Let me interrupt you, Travis. So you really were pissed when this all went down? I mean, at the gym.
When you threw the thing at the guy.
Not to give away any trade secrets, but there's a chance that there may have been some embellishment going on in that story, so...
Well, why don't you just be straight with us? What's embellished in
like,
the story?
Like, you know, were you angry? I mean, the guy tells you...
Can you only do 10 push-ups?
No. Well, no. Exactly. Really, what it was is I did not go off and, like, throw the form at the guy and be like, you know, F you, dude, I'm not dealing with this and whatever.
You pissed?
No. The only thing that I was pissed about is exactly what happened that I thought was going to happen. We're going to go in there to cancel, much like you do with anything that get locked into.
Right.
And they're going to, like, just start throwing stuff at you and tell you this and tell you that just to keep you to stay.
Well, here's the quote now. It says the quote from the trainer says, you're going to die. I don't care if you join here or somewhere else. You need to get a trainer. Travis became so enraged listening to Maddox, he threw the cancellation form across the desk at him.
That was our favorite part.
Yeah, that was the best part.
You're not the first people that have said that that was the best part of the article. So,
Travis, I love you to death, but Travis, is there a chance that maybe there's a little denial here with your anger management? Maybe you just don't want to admit that you were in rage.
What are you talking about, Mike?
All right, well,
seriously, you want to take this outside, pal?
Well, as long as you're on the phone and you are the voice of Michael Hughes. We have a couple of lines we'd like you to repeat in case we ever want to use Hughes on the telephone.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Stand by.
We'd like, of course. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Try speaking to me in Spanish.
Hola, me llamo Miguel Hughes.
Oh, no. Say try speaking to me in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Try speaking to me in Spanish.
¿Dónde está la bidet?
¿Dónde está la bidet?
Do you find indecision a turn-on?
Oh, I miss this place. Do you find indecision a turn-on?
I'm a last word freak. What do you think of that? Huh? What do you think? Huh?
I'm a last word freak. What do you think of that? Huh?
Rob, you wrote a great one. Do you want to lick guacamole off my concave chest?
Wow. Okay. Dude Walker, I'm not. Sorry.
That's all right.
Can you repeat that again?
Do you want to lick guacamole off my concave chest?
Would you like to lick guacamole off my concave chest?
Maybe you'd like to come over and fondle my glasses.
Maybe you'd like to come over and fondle my glasses.
I'll take the second one.
I'll take the second one.
What does corporate think about that?
What does corporate think about that?
Let's postpone and talk about it at the last possible moment, okay?
Let's... Hi, Rob. Let's postpone and talk about this at the last possible moment.
I'm sort of like an older, whiter Michael Vick.
I'm sort of like an older, whiter Michael Vick.
I'm trying not to laugh.
You got me hotter than a fat woman's bra.
God. You've got me hotter than a fat woman's bra.
Put some ham in that thing.
Put some ham in that thing.
Rob, some of these are all Rob, but some are so right. Much that he says all the time, take them in your hand and shake them like dice.
Hey, can I make a change to that one?
Sure.
How about cup them in your hand?
Excellent.
Cup them in your hand and shake them like dice.
Okay. Cup them in your hand and shake them like dice.
Nice.
Here's another one. God bless you real good.
God bless you real good.
Is it just me or do you smell a BM?
Is it just me or do you smell of BM?
Do you like my bony ass?
Do you like my bony ass?
I fear that I will be murdered by my coworkers.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so glad that most of my coworkers are gone.
I feel that I will be murdered by my coworkers.
I feel that I will be murdered by my coworkers.
Oh, don't put it there.
Oh, don't put it there.
Yes, that's where.
Yes. That's where.
I have a burrito in my pants.
God. I have a burrito in my pants.
Beware of the Hughesinator.
Beware of the Hughesinator.
Good one there.
We're up on a break. I'm a big fat idiot. Now kiss me where it counts.
Kiss me?
Yeah, I'm a big fat idiot. Now kiss me where it counts.
I'm a big fat idiot. Now kiss me where it counts.
That's it.
And how about, this is Michael Hughes. Goodbye.
This is Michael Hughes. Goodbye.
Perfect.
Thank you, Beautiful. Travis.
Good job, Travis. And good luck with the weight loss. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice fake
Enjoy.
Article.
See ya.
Nice fake
Bye-bye.
Article. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
Bye-bye.
And we learned the lesson. You can't believe everything you read. That's
All
for
right.
sure.
I thought it was Travis flipping out.
Fraudulent Friday.
Oh, it's...
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That's right. There's some old man in Florida who's going to be real pissed for the next hour of this show. It's...
Yeah, well, deal with it, old man.
Eat your pill with your soft D.
Sign the papers, old man.
Think about what your wife's doing right now. Mm-hmm.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
She's handling a 350-yard drive from another man.
That really hurt me.
Oh, sorry, honey. Sorry, honey.
Everybody can suck it.
Okay. We'll come back with Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.